You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Am I doing this right, Grandad?
Yeah, fine. Oh, just watch what you're doing with the knife.
I am.
Yeah, not that I'm not glad of the help.
Good.
I'd have thought you'd have liked the extra hour in bed this morning, that's all.
I'd rather be up and doing.
How are things at Grange Farm?
Yeah, good. Ed let me hose down.
Oh, that was big of him.
All by myself. Oh. He was stressing about some water trough for the cows.
Oh, you wait till they're frozen over and the sows are complaining, then you'll know about stress.
This one dried up, he said. Just gone empty.
Oh, that's odd. A leak.
He said not.
A mystery, then.
Oh. Oi, slacker. Why have you stopped?
Back trouble. Well, that's better. You're getting the hang of it. You carry on.
Not very much.
I'll soon catch you up.
You're on.
Hello? Coffee? Any takers?
Yes, please, Pat.
How about cake?
Gingerbread.
Great.
I'll leave it on the trailer. I'm going down to the shop.
Thanks, love.
Come on, Grandad. Gingerbread calling.
All right, all right. So, does cabbage trimming qualify for an entry in your work diary?
Maybe.
It's going all right, is it, College?
It's okay.
Right. Look, if there's ever anything you want to ask, Johnny, coursework, anything you don't understand...
Yeah?
We can always have a look at it together.
I just like doing stuff better than reading about it.
I prefer getting my hands dirty to having my head in a book at your age. Any age, really. So did your dad.
Yeah, Gran said.
When he wasn't watching The Simpsons or playing Pac-Man, of course.
It was Pac-Man back then.
Of course.
Wow.
And for the sponsors' reception, drinks on the right as they come into the long gallery, jazz band by the fireplace.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, we have done this sort of thing before, though never a hunt ball, of course.
We're very civilised, really, I promise.
I've only got your word for that, Sheila.
Come on. You know most of the people who are coming on Wednesday anyway.
I suppose so. I gather Helen and Rob will be here.
Yeah. It's always good to get the new members along. Oh, and a full house from Home Farm.
Well, yes, I was expecting. You don't mean Adam as well?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Why? Oh, of course, Biela sponsoring the hornblowing competition.
Yeah, and Amara Capital, the shop girls. So I presume he thought it'd be politic.
Well, I'm sure he's right, since the famous Justin Elliott is gracing us with his presence.
Infamous. And his wife.
The lovely Miranda. No pressure, then.
Oh, come on. You've just said you host these sort of things all the time.
Yes, of course. It's just... at the moment.
I know.
It's not going away, Sheila, and... maybe it's silly, but I can't help feeling everyone's talking about me.
Oh, no, Elizabeth.
Well, I caught Reg and Lorna clucking away by the back stairs, and they went really quiet when they saw me.
Oh, it was probably just about their next pay rise or something.
I don't think so.
Have you had any contact with him? Roy, I mean.
Only about work. And it's half term next week, so we're going to be swarming with visitors all day, every day. Geraldine's driving me up the wall. Oh, take no notice of me. Honestly, we need the business, so I'm grateful. I really am.
Sure?
Yes. Yes, I'll put on my happy face and it'll all be fine.
Right.
Thanks.
That's a tidy little stile, that.
Yeah, and the fencing.
I get the impression that Steve is a bit of a perfectionist.
Just a bit. Oh, David, look at that. Down to the river.
Well, it's not the Am, but it's not bad. So, what do you think, love? Really? Could you see us here?
I do think... it's a great farm for us, David. You could almost say perfect.
It's well placed, south-facing, mostly.
Pastures bursting with clover.
All the buildings you'd want.
Except a parlour.
Yeah.
But an obvious place for that.
Next to the big barn.
Exactly.
There's much easier flow through for the cows than in our yard.
I know. Oh, look, we've got to stop this.
Why? We're not playing at this, Ruth.
Which is why... Hmm? Look, there've got to be some disadvantages, apart from it not being near Ambridge, of course.
Okay, well, let's think. Okay, all right, I've got one.
What?
The turn-in from the road is a bit tight for a milk tanker.
True.
Easily fixed, though.
Yeah. Well, we should ask about broadband and marketing co-ops locally for our meet.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, but... Ruth, can you imagine a TB-free area?
Oh, and such a beautiful one. Your mum was onto that straight away.
Yeah.
She looks at home in the farmhouse, doesn't she?
Yeah. And that old, what do they call it again?
Hemel.
Hemel. Perfect to convert for holiday lets.
Another income stream.
Another life, Ruth.
So? But?
No but. I really could see us here.
Tony, I'm just going to...
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Johnny, there you are. Equivalent fractions?
Classwork.
It's marvellous, Pat. It's all online now.
Yeah, so I see. Anyway, I'm going over to your mum's. Oh. I've got some veg for her.
Yeah, all right. Say hello from me.
Me too.
Of course. Good luck with the maths.
We'll need it.
Oh, you'll get your head round it. Don't worry. Hey, though, I've got something to show you first. Budge over.
What is it?
Well, these are just a few of John's bits and pieces I kept.
Oh. John Archer of Bridge Farm, Ambridge, celebrates the launch of his new organic sausages with Felpisham butcher Ernie Clark. Clock the shirt.
He loved his shirts, John. A flyer for his disco, the first Rosetti one for his pigs.
Let's see.
Oh, the way ahead.
What's that?
It's a project he did at school. I wasn't very chuffed. He suggested we cut down on veg, my area, and expand the dairy. Oh, well.
Hey, he wasn't wrong, was he?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Lord. He's about your age there.
I see. It's like looking in a mirror. Grandad, if it's hard for you, you don't have to show me this stuff.
No, I'm fine.
No, you're not. I'll tell you what, cheer you up. Pac-Man, I'll give you a game.
What?
But shove over, we can download it.
Really?
Of course. Have you not got any games on this thing? You're not just working this office, do you?
Not anymore.
Thanks for lunch, Elizabeth. That was a nice treat.
Well, since we were both on our own, Alistair seems to be going to a lot of conferences at the moment.
Oh, no, not really. It's just that weekend ones are more convenient for him than in the week.
Oh, sure.
I wonder how Ruth and David are getting on.
Don't.
I can't believe it's come to them actually viewing farms. This one, the couple are emigrating
Shula,
to New Zealand. I know Ruth and David aren't talking about going that far, but, well, they might as well be.
Shula, please, not now.
But we've got...
No, because it still might not happen.
Yeah, but if it does, what then? What about the shares?
Can't we just leave things as they are?
How?
But have shares in wherever they buy, if they move on.
Oh, yes, but the values might not be equivalent. Anyway, wouldn't some money be useful to you?
Well, cash in hand's always useful,
but... You could
but...
pay off the loan for the dairy block.
Maybe, but... Look, I am sorry, but I just can't do this.
Okay.
You know, I've caused so much disruption already this year. I've alienated my children, I've broken up a marriage.
Yes, of course. Okay. I'm only trying to think through all the possibilities.
Yeah, but not with me, not right now, anyway.
I'm sorry. Okay, let's just concentrate on Wednesday and the ball.
Thanks. It's going to be enough of an ordeal getting through that.
At least you've got Geraldine.
Hello. Where's your little shadow?
Johnny, in the office.
Still stuck on his fractions?
No, we moved on to other things.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're doing that wall. Mortar was never going to survive the first serious frost.
He's going over to Brookfield in a bit to help Pip and Josh get the cows in. He'll probably stay for milking.
He is so keen, bless him.
Oh, you have to smile, Pat. Everything he does, it's all one big adventure. It's so great to see.
Yes.
How was Mum?
Oh, dear. The opposite, really. Still very low-key. Hmm.
Did she say anything about her birthday?
No. We'd be lucky to get her out of the house for lunch at Grey Gables at this rate.
Well, I'm not having that.
Sorry?
Well, she's going to be 90. It's got to be a celebration.
Yeah, but if she doesn't want it, Tony...
Nothing over the top, but it merits a bit of a party, surely. Family and a few friends. We could have it here.
Here?
Well, why not?
Yeah. What would Jennifer and Lillian say? Well, they usually host these family dues.
So? Doesn't always have to be that way, does it?
No. No, of course it doesn't. Well, if you'd like to.
I would.
Great. Well, let's put it to her. Perhaps if she sees that we put some thought into it and all she's got to do is turn up, she'll give it the go-ahead.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Must say, can't wait to see Jennifer's face.
Good-looking cattle, aren't they?
Nice shiny coats, yeah. Oh, we should be making tracks, David. Rescue your mum.
She'll be quite happy chatting to Roz about the WI and stuff.
Even so. And my mum will start fretting if we're not at hers on the dot of four.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Well, I hope she's got in some of those stotty cakes I like.
If she has, it'll be thanks to Mrs. Watkins. What we'd do if mum hadn't got her as a neighbour, I don't know.
Yeah. Think of it, though, Ruth. All these new recipes for my mum to try.
Is that going on your list of pluses about the place, too?
Well, it's long enough already. You know, love, I'm starting to think... Well, I know it's scary, all this, and we'd never in a million years have considered it if it hadn't been forced on us, but... Well, the chance to start again. Something new, different... At our time of life, most people never get that. At our age, they're just stuck.
Yeah.
In some ways, it's a great, great opportunity.
Oh, David, if you can see it like that. Oh, that'll be your mum wondering where we are.
No, 50p says it's yours.
Only 50p? Oh, no, it's Mrs. Watkins. Hello? Is everything... Oh, no.
Ruth?
Oh, Mum. No.
Oh, Jennifer, you just caught me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carol.
Are you going to the shop?
Oh, heavens, no. Why pay when you can get food for free?
I'm sorry.
I'm going foraging.
Oh?
A secret place I know at the back of Manor Court where the hedges used to be bursting with sloes.
Oh, well, good luck.
Thank you. Did you want anything in particular?
Well, I wanted to tell you we're having another party.
Good Lord.
And this one's for Mum's birthday. She's finally agreed.
Oh, has she really? Mm-hmm. Well done. That's marvellous.
And it'll be on her actual birthday on the 13th.
Lovely. Mm. Oh, you're such an accomplished hostess, Jennifer.
Well, it's not actually at Home Farm. Tony and Pat are holding it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, it is. And I'm doing a book about... memories for her as a surprise. So if you can think of anything suitable...
I'm sure I can.
Oh, well, that's good.
Now I must...
Oh, there is one other thing, Carol. This came to me with the other books from John.
Mm.
But there's a dedication which makes me think that it really belongs to you.
Oh, Ernest Dowson.
Yes.
You're right. It was a gift from John many years ago now.
Mm-hmm, I thought so.
Oh, I'm glad to have it back. Dowson was a great favourite of John's. Both of us, really. Very evocative.
Yes.
Ah, I cried for madder music and for stronger wine. But when the feast is finished and the lamps expire, then falls thy shadow, Cinera. The night is thine, and I am desolate and sick of
an old... Sick of an old passion, yes.
He was on strong enough stuff already, you'd think. Dowson, I mean.
Well, yes. There's another one. May I find it?
Oh, please.
It's the one of Wine and Roses.
Oh, yes.
Oh, here we are. They are not long, the weeping and the laughter, love and desire,
and hate?
They are not long, the days of wine and roses. Out of a misty dream, our path emerges for a while, then closes within a dream. Beautiful.
Hello, we're home. Oh. Pip, Josh. Oh, hello, Biff. What are you doing in here, eh?
That'll be Ben, won't it? Letting him sleep by the yoga. Hello, Biff. Good dog.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, they've kept it pretty tidy, though, I must say.
Doing ewes, then Hereford. See you later, P&J.
So where's Ben, I wonder?
Well, he's out on his bike, probably. Not practising the piano like he promised, anyway.
No, well, he's on holiday.
So you're as soft on him as he is on this old thing, ain't you? Biff, oh, you go and lie down. I'll pretend I didn't see you. Go on, lie down. Right. Look, Mum, do you mind if I get straight on?
Not at all. I'll ring Ruth and let her know we're back.
Oh, would you? I need to get changed and get out there. I've got Adam coming over in a bit.
Of course. We don't want her worrying about us. She's got enough on with her Mum.
Hasn't she just... I wonder if she's managed to spring Heather from hospital yet.
She was lucky, David. It could have been so much worse.
Well, broken wrist and her right one, of course. Don't know about that.
At least we were on the spot.
Yeah, there is that. We told her not to try and get anything ready.
Stop it, David. What's important now is Ruth sorting out how Heather's going to get to all her checkups.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway.
Yes, you go. You mustn't keep Adam waiting.
Oh, I'll check on the calves first. See you later, Mum.
Oh! Oh! It's so lovely to be home. Ah, Biff. You understand, don't you?
I'm sorry, Jennifer. I don't know what's happened with Paula.
Oh, don't worry, Mum. I'm not in a rush.
She was supposed to come and take my rollers out 10 minutes ago. Now she started putting colour on that young woman.
Well, I've got my book, so I'm quite happy to wait.
Well, you may be. I'm not. Don't want to end up looking like a French poodle.
Of course you won't.
I'm going to Carol's this evening to brush up on my bridge, and she's always so elegant.
Yes, she is. I saw her this morning, actually. I took her that poetry book back in the end.
Oh, was she pleased?
So, yes. She was going foraging, she said. If we're not careful, there'll be no sloes for the rest of us.
Oh, I doubt that. She was always very interested in the natural world, though. Nature's remedies and so on.
Yeah. Oh, I mentioned your party.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. It's lovely that she's come back to the village in time for it.
Yes, and you're happy about having a little celebration now, aren't you?
Yes, and it's so kind of Tony and Pat to have it at Bridge Farm.
Yes, it is. Well, we mustn't forget to make you a hair appointment for that, too.
Oh, don't worry, I already have. Oh, where is Paula?
Oh, well.
What are you reading? Looks very old.
Yes, it is. It's another of the ones that John left me.
Communication with the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, John did have some very strange ideas.
It's very interesting. I might even hold a séance myself.
Jennifer, at your age, you should know better.
Oh, just for fun?
Fun? Really? For goodness sake, don't go meddling with things you don't understand.
You were impressed then with this farm?
Well, you'd have been too.
It's not a dairy farm, though.
Not at the moment, no, it's beef and sheep. But the grass is in such good heart, we reckon we'd be producing plenty of milk from year one.
Without reseeding?
That's the great thing, Adam, yeah.
Mm. Okay, I can see that might be attractive. Oh, hang on, David. Bit of a problem.
Yeah, well, wheat after rape, we were never going to get away without some slug damage.
Shame, though. It's established really well, otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get on to these little beggars tomorrow. Of course, Ruth's going crazy just fiddling about in the house or
sitting around while her mum has a rest. She's been emailing me about parlours.
What, for the place you saw?
Yeah.
David, I really can't believe this.
Well, you better start.
This really isn't just fantasy farming.
No. Can't be.
Oh, come on. Surely you could have waited till we've got a definite decision on the route.
No, can't. We've been waiting and dreading and waiting and hoping for months. We can't go on like that.
Well, they've got to decide soon.
Adam, we're just trying to do something definite for ourselves, you know, something concrete, so that if it happens, well, we're primed.
Yeah, okay, I suppose. Well, I admire you in a way. I wish I could do something like it about this contract.
Yeah, I don't envy you having to depend on Justin for your livelihood.
Yeah.
Or deal with Charlie.
No, you need a thicker skin than I've got, I'm afraid. But you've had to say more to the kids now, presumably, if Pip and Josh had to run the farm while you were away.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, well, they seem quite excited about it, really. Even Ben, who's only just started at Borchester Green, didn't seem to have any qualms about a new school.
Oh, good for him. And what about Jill?
Look, I'm not kidding myself. It's massively hard for her to think about leaving. Even harder than it is for us, but... You know, it's a lovely house up there. It's bigger than Brookfield and newer. It's more convenient to run. Beautiful views.
It may be a lovely house, David, but a home?
I haven't sat at a card table for years. Not since pontoon with the children.
Nor me. It's a good job Jennifer isn't here. She'd probably make us join hands and try to contact the departed.
Sorry?
Oh, you won't believe it, Jill. She's only talking about having a séance.
Jenny?
It's all to do with one of those books John left her. Carol, that doesn't look like cards.
As observant as ever, Peggy.
What gorgeous sloes.
Picked this morning and crying out to be soaked in gin. So, one needle each.
What about my bridge lesson?
Oh, another time. These beauties won't wait. We can sit round like the wise old women that we are and do some pricking. Casting of spells, optional.
Ooh, what fun. Who shall we put a hex on?
Jill.
Well, Ruth's mother doesn't need any more bad luck, that's for sure.
No, it seems to be one thing after another for poor Heather.
I can see it's a pull for Ruth, of course.
Yes.
How was it, Jill, the farm you saw?
Oh, lovely, really. David and Ruth were very impressed with the grassland. And the house is, well, much more modern than Brookfield, much more convenient.
Not perhaps as much character, though.
Well, no, but that comes with time, doesn't it? And as you put your stamp on the place.
Well, it can, yes.
Ruth and David do genuinely seem very keen, as if they'd almost relish a new start.
If route B is chosen?
Yes.
Oh, Jill.
And if that's the case, I can't stand in their way.
Well, you might not, but I will.
How?
I don't know what you think, Peggy, but I haven't moved back to Ambridge to have one of my dearest friends immediately whisked away.
No.
If it comes to it, I'll be chaining myself to the post and rail at Brookfield or lying down in front of the cattle lorry.
Oh, Carol.
What do you say, Peggy? Will you join me? I'm afraid I'm a terribly bad influence, Jennifer, keeping your mother out late. I'd have dropped her home.
Oh, it's no trouble. We've been to the cinema with Rory. How was your bridge session?
We didn't even shuffle the cards.
Carol had us making slow gin.
I'm as bad as the Grundys.
Lovely. Well, we'd better get going.
Night, Peggy.
Bye, love.
For a lovely evening, Carol. I've enjoyed myself.
That's the general idea.
Night.
Night.
Night, Jenny. Well done. I haven't seen Peggy so animated in ages.
It's good news about her party, too.
Yes. Well, there's always something to worry her.
Oh, what now?
Jenny, she's talking about having a séance.
No. Well, this is the week for it, I suppose.
Peggy's quite concerned. She doesn't know what's got into her.
I wonder. Well, since the person who's most recently passed over is John, perhaps she's hoping for a message from him.
I wouldn't know.
Though I should think, if John were to come back and haunt anyone, it would be me.
That spring's been there for years.
Do you mind us using your van, Dad?
Of course not.
Tony, I'm really low on diesel. I don't want to order any more till next month, if I can help it.
No problem. And when I say years, I mean years. Generations.
Yeah?
I don't remember that trough ever being dry. Not completely.
Right.
Me and your granddad was going to bottle it.
Hey?
The 70s, 80s this was. Whenever them yuppies started swigging bottled water.
Well, why didn't you?
Why do you think? Hadn't got the money to get it off the ground. Or out of the ground. Plus the estate found out and said it wasn't ours to sell.
Story of our lives.
Yeah. This the sealant, is it?
Yeah. It's all I need, this. Having to dig a new main.
Oh, it won't take long if we put our backs into it.
It's typical at the moment. Hassle I don't need, money I can't afford.
Look, son, I can always sub you 50 quid if you
need. No, Dad. Can't keep accepting handouts from everyone.
Not everyone. I'm your family.
That's what I mean. Look, don't tell him, but my granddad gave me some money on his birthday.
Yeah?
He said I wasn't to spend it on the farm or on Emma or the kids. He told me to treat myself.
Good.
So what happened? Half of it went on a new ear tagger and replacing that calcium we used the other week.
But you spent the rest on yourself.
Yeah, I'm getting hammered on Friday.
Oh, Edward.
Look where that's left me. So I'm not having money like that again off any of you, okay?
All right.
Anyhow, if Ruth and David move, you're going to be kissing goodbye to your wages from Brookfield.
If they move. He's even asked me to do more over the next few weeks, because she's going to be going up and down to her mum's.
Oh, well, that's something.
Yeah. There's always a bright side, Edward.
Come off it, Dad. Us Grundies. Who are you kidding?
Can you pass me another spider, Henry?
No, a bat.
All right, a bat. Thank you.
Spooky.
We haven't put up the cobwebs yet.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hello. What are you doing home?
Oh, I forgot a folder. What's this?
It's a dungeon.
Is it now?
I've got my costume.
Helen?
Oh, you know we're having a little party for Halloween. We're having it early because...
Emma and Fallon have got a kids' party booking on Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said. You also said you were having it at Ambridge View.
Yes, but Susan's a bit sensitive about mess at the moment, so... Well, there was an accident with her sofa and she didn't really want to risk another.
Precisely, nor do I.
Rob, it'll be fine.
No, it won't. You know what it's like at work for me this week? I've got quarter-end returns to do for Charlie.
Yes, I know.
I'm flat out. And what am I going to come home to? Place will be wrecked. Especially with George Grundy racketing around.
There won't be any racketing.
I'm surprised at you, Helen. Quite apart from changing things like this at the last minute, you buying into all this commercialised American nonsense.
Look, it's all going to be very traditional. Apple bobbing, hunt the spider. We'll make pumpkin lanterns.
George Grundy with a knife. Very reassuring.
They won't be here long. By the time you get home, you won't even know it's happened.
Ha!
I am a lizard!
Mind that wand, Henry.
I can down warp into a frog.
Oh, I better be careful then. Well, I suppose I've got no choice since he's obviously looking forward to it.
Sorry I didn't mention it, darling. I didn't think...
No. It's fine. You have a good time.
Thank you.
My folder's upstairs. I'll see you later.
Yep, I'll see you. Oh, Rob, I've sewn that button back on. Can you... Oh, never mind. We are going to have a lovely time, aren't we, Henry?
Yes.
The village has gone Halloween crazy this year.
Yeah, the kids are having their party today.
Kenton's got their costumes worked out for Friday. The Adams family. Jolene's already got her wig.
Yeah, we're going too. Emma's sorting ours.
Oof. My back's getting as bad as Mike's.
Oh, don't say that.
What was it put their buyers off then?
For Willow Cottage. Having to share the garden, I think.
You wanted a sunbathe topless, didn't they? Still, maybe Mike ought to fence it off. Of course, we don't know what'll be happening with Willow Farm now. That might be going up for sale and all.
Oh, great, that'll delay things even more.
Well, thought it might suit you.
No, it doesn't. I just want to know what's happening, Dad, one way or the other.
Yeah, all right. Look, Edward, you need something to take your mind off all of this.
Like?
Like? You could help me with these turkey days I'm doing.
Dad, you're the best you can come up with.
It'll give you something else to think about.
Thanks for the thought, but no thanks.
Edward, I can't do them all on my own, just with your granddad. He's 93.
Yeah, I know.
And it is the three amigos, after all.
Ask Will.
Oh, I can't. It is busiest time. Even without Justin Elliott's lot stressing him out. And then he wrote, you're the musical one.
Well, there's music.
Of course there's music. Christmas carols for the Victorian bit. Greensleeves.
Blimey.
And Mexico, of course.
Mexico?
Where the turkeys come from. Bamba, bamba. Bamba, bamba.
Should I be filming this?
Have a go. It's a great stress buster, I promise. Come on. Bamba, bamba. Bamba, bamba.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la.
Well, that wasn't too bad.
You were the worst. Water everywhere. Shall I put any apples that haven't got teeth marks in them back in the fruit bowl?
Oh, yes, please, Emma, if there are any.
I'd better dry them first. And then you better dry your hair. The front's soaked.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm having it done tomorrow.
Are you trying something new?
No, just my usual. It's how Rob likes it. Oh, I hope he likes my new dress.
Oh, how could he not? It's gorgeous. And your figure.
Oh, shush.
You'll be the belle of the ball.
Well, I hope it's not too much.
No, really, Helen, you can carry it off. You might have some competition, though.
Well, yeah, the hunting crowd scrubs up pretty well, I should think.
Not just them. You should have seen the girl Charlie Thomas was driving around with yesterday.
Charlie?
Yeah, zoomed by the shop when me and Mum were getting the veg in. Long blonde hair, very expensive highlights. Sunglasses, beautiful coat.
Girlfriend?
I suppose so. Mem's full of it.
Is she?
Yeah, she's obsessed. She's always going on about him. It really gets Ed down. Aww. And now he's got the matching girlfriend.
Well, I shall have to see what I can find out tomorrow night.
Yeah, bring me all the dirt. Mm. It's no use asking Chris. Him and Alice are going, of course.
Oh, good. Someone for me to talk to.
Oh, you'll know loads of people. Brian and Jennifer and... Oh, have you heard about her seance?
What?
Your gran was telling me. She's so worried. She said, what kind of an example is that for Phoebe and Rory?
What on earth's given Jennifer that idea?
Absent book. Right, what's next?
Well, they're pretty lively, aren't they? Why don't we take them out?
Oh, yeah.
Let them run off some energy.
Great idea. Come on, you lot, get your coats. We're going to go for a walk.
Eight, nine, 11 pheasants, all dead.
This is getting ridiculous.
Not the word I'd use.
I'll move them out of the road, Mum.
Yeah, can you? Onto the verge. The ones that's not too squashed, anyway. Hey, but use a stick, not your hands, please, George.
I know.
Poor Will. Every time I see him, he's more and more shattered. There's no way he can keep on top of dogging them in.
Well, he takes such pride in his work, too.
That's just it. Whatever else I might think about him, he's a blimmin' hard worker. And it's not fair of the estate to expect him to cope with this number of birds with only part-time help.
No, of course not.
Oh, you expect a few dead birds this time of year, but they're everywhere.
I mean, the little ones are finding crows pecking their eyes out. I mean, it's not great, is it?
All done, Mum. I made sure Henry and Kira didn't touch.
Oh, thank you, George. That's very responsible of you. You've been really good with them this afternoon.
Home time now.
That's right, Henry. Home time for us all.
Oh, that looks great, Em.
Oh, you must be shattered.
Yeah, a bit. But the new main's laid. The bloke's coming to inspect it tomorrow, so all being well.
You can get the young stock back in that top field.
Yeah. Sauce, please.
Here.
Oh, tough.
I just put the phone down to Will when you came in.
Yeah? What does he want?
It was me wanted him. Me and Helen found 11 dead birds on the lane by Warren Coppice when we was out with the kids.
11?
Yeah. Bits all over the road. It was disgusting. I said to him he wants to tell Charlie Thomas. It's not fair.
Don't be daft. He can't do that.
They're asking far too much of him.
Well, it's Will's problem. As long as there's a decent bag for the shoot.
Well, of course there will be. I just wanted to warn him in case anyone else says anything.
If I've got to go beating, I want some serious tips at the end of the day.
Oh, there's more good news on that front.
What front?
Money. You know Delia that we're doing the kids' party for on Friday?
Well, no, but...
She wants her garden done. So just do the hedge, give the grass a final cut and tidy up the borders a bit.
Well, me?
Well, I'd have asked your dad, but he's at Brookfield tomorrow, market on Thursday.
I haven't got stuff to do.
It'd be good money, Ed. She's not sure, and cash in hand, 80 quid, could be 100.
Right.
What?
Oh, nothing, it's all good.
Oh, come on, tell me.
Well, beating last week, gardening this. This is the future for me, village odd job man.
Inspection complete.
Well, either there was no mess or you've done a brilliant job of tidying up. Either way, I take it all back.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had a lovely time. We all did.
Good.
Now, supper's ready, or it can wait for a bit.
I'll have a shower first, I think, get changed.
Fine, I'll get us a drink.
Oh, sounds good. Won't be long.
Okay. Rob, what is it?
Is this one of your traditional games?
Oh, no.
See what you can stuff in Rob's pockets? Crisps. Oh, soggy crisps in this one. And in the inside pocket... What is this?
A cupcake, maybe.
So there's my DJ for the hunt ball. What was it doing in the hall anyway?
It's sewn on the button. I forgot to take it up.
See. And what were you and Emma doing while this was going on? I thought at least you'd be keeping an eye on them.
No, we did. It must have been when we were clearing up after the apple bobbing. Look, I'll take it somewhere tomorrow, get it express cleaned.
Well, I'll never be able to do it in time.
But I'll go really early, find somewhere that will.
In Borchester?
Felpersham. Birmingham, if I have to.
Well, if you're sure you can sort it.
I'll make sure. I'm sorry, Rob.
No, it's okay. Suppose I should be grateful it wasn't my hunting jacket.
Yes.
But Emma and her kids round here, Helen. Doesn't really work, does it?
All set, Elizabeth.
Oh, Oliver. We shouldn't run out of champagne anyway.
Good. Now, don't forget this lot have honed their tolerance on stirrup cup and cherry brandy.
Let them do their worst.
Well, I congratulate you. I've checked the ballroom and it all looks splendid.
Good. You're the expert.
Nonsense. So are you. I won't pretend we weren't a little put out not to be having it at Grey Gables, but, well, change is as good as a rest, as they say.
Well, I'm very glad to have the opportunity to show the ball committee what we can do.
Yeah. It can't have been easy for you, though.
No.
With Roy leaving, I mean, he was so across it all.
Yes, but I've got Geraldine.
Of course, of course. And you can certainly count on my support tonight. And Caroline's.
Thank you.
It's in both our interests for the evening to go well. All of South Borsetshire's interests, in fact. With the Elliots coming.
Oh, too much.
Sorry I'm late again.
Oh, don't worry. I'm still getting ready.
We had to get the carving jack out.
Got your DJ cleaned. Well, have I stopped you in your tracks? It's new.
Yeah, I can see that.
What do you think? Do you like it?
Well, I might like it more if it were for an evening just the two of us.
Oh, Rob.
You really think it's appropriate for tonight?
It's the hunt ball.
No, it's not the hunt ball. Well, not just the hunt ball, anyway.
I don't...
It's not just a social occasion, Helen. It's business as well. Justin Elliot will be there.
Yes. That's why I thought... I spent ages choosing it. Ages.
Well, fine. Fine. Come like that, if that's what you want.
No, no, not if it's...
I'm going to have a shower.
No, no, Rob, wait. You're right, I'm sure. You're a better judge of these things than I am.
It's entirely up to you, Helen.
No, I've obviously got it wrong. Help me choose. How about this? They've all seen it before, but...
How about the blue?
Oh. Well, isn't it a bit... Well...
We'll be mostly inside, but there'll be outdoor stuff as well. Separate marquees, fireworks at the end. You know you always get cold.
Right. Yes, of course.
Talk about sticking my neck out. I just hope I'm not tonight's fox.
Oh, I'm sure you could give anyone a run for their money, Justin.
I'm afraid you've lost your wife, Justin.
Oh, the joint master isn't still monopolising her, is he?
Yes. Oh. It's all about plaited manes and shock horror white breeches in that little group.
Well, I'd better ride to the rescue.
No, no need. Miranda will be quite happy. She's a former three-day eventer, you know.
Is she? I had no idea. Oh, Adam, good to see you.
Evening, Oliver. Elizabeth.
Hello.
You'll know Justin Elliot.
We've never actually met. Adam Macy.
Adam. A great pleasure at last. Charlie's told me all about you.
Oh, has he? Should I be concerned?
Oh, yes. He's told me all your dark secrets.
Adam, you haven't got a drink. Let me... Oh, there's Charlie now.
And with Rebecca. They make a handsome pair, don't they?
Very.
Gorgeous dress.
I think I'll get that drink. Will you excuse me?
Well, perhaps we all ought to be on the move. Down to the ballroom, greet the other guests.
Good idea. Brace myself for the kill.
We're all used to dead pheasants, even the children, but this was something else. Mm.
Anyone for a top-up? Helen? Charlie?
Oh, yes, please.
Not for me, thanks.
Pacing yourself?
Well, it could be a long night.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Pleasure.
Lady
Lowry. Well, it's never happened before, not like this. But then Will's never had to raise so many birds before.
Are you saying he's not up to the job?
Oh, no, not at all. He's incredibly conscientious.
Really? His dogging in can't be up to much.
What's this?
Helen's been telling me about her shocking experience with some pheasants.
Oh, you're not boring him with that, are you? No. The only surprise, Charlie, was that George Grundy didn't pinch one of them to add a bit of oomph to his Halloween costume.
Yes, a bit of authentic gore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it was horrible. There we were, out for a nice walk, and we'd find something for a horror film. Crows devouring.
Helen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, runners and riders. Now, you'll be hearing plenty from me throughout the evening. Oh. Yes, yes, I know, too much for some. But there are many good things to come that I'll need to tell you about. Raffle, auction, the casino. Now, you've already had the pleasure of encountering the shot girls. Yes, indeed. But for now, I'll keep it brief with the very good news that dinner is served. Thank you.
Well, I'd better go and find my plus one or I'll be in trouble.
I'll see you later, Charlie.
Bye.
Right, well, I'll just finish this.
I don't think that's a very good idea, do you? It might be better if you stick to mineral water from now on.
Well, you should be patting yourself on the back. It's all going very well.
So far.
I shouldn't worry. Your bit's mostly done now. Drinks, dinner, which was excellent, by the way.
Thanks, Oliver. I'll pass it on.
They're fed, watered, very well watered in most cases, past caring.
Good. How are the Elliots coping?
It's been a revelation. I was expecting a bit of a city slicker, you know, the type, nasty piece of work even. But he's been charming.
That's all part of it, isn't it?
Well, I don't think he's putting it on. He seems to like the countryside genuinely, especially around here.
Well, it's not how it feels if you live at Brookfield.
No, of course not.
I expect he's had some robust conversations.
Oh, yes, he's taking a bit of flak from one or two, but he dealt with it very diplomatically. I know it's touching your family particularly, Elizabeth.
Well, yes.
But the fact he's prepared to show his face has won him some respect, at least. Ah!
Where are you hiding these cigars you promised me, Oliver?
They're in the library, Jesse.
The library? Wonderful. Like walking into a game of Cluedo.
Without the candlestick or the revolver, I hope. I hear you've quite taken to Borsetshire.
From what I've seen, it's very beautiful.
Perhaps now you can understand why people feel so passionate about preserving it.
I can. But I hope I've been able to reassure them by telling them about my plans.
Oh, yes?
Yes. I'm thinking of getting a place of my own down here. Just a toehold.
Really?
Yeah, a little country pad to escape to. I can't think of anything nicer. I'll catch you later, Oliver.
Yes, of course. A little country pad, eh?
With his own helipad, probably. He won't even need the road.
Even so, I'm just grateful he hasn't put too many people's backs up. Or vice versa. That's all I want from this evening. For everyone to have a jolly good time.
Come on, Adam. We're to have a good time, aren't we?
I don't think being thrown off a mechanical rodeo bull is going to enhance that for me somehow.
Oh, loosen up. An experienced cowpoke like you, it would be fun.
Yeah! Go on, Rupert.
I've never had much to do with bulls, actually. Always kept a respectful distance.
Perhaps now's the time to step out of your comfort zone, flirt with danger, experience the thrill of the unknown.
Yeah, it's quite enough not knowing about next year's contract, thanks very much.
Oh, not that.
It's my livelihood, Charlie. This meeting of yours with Justin, have you had it yet?
Not tonight, Adam, please. Can you take your mind off work for a single evening?
It's not very easy when our future's hanging in the balance.
Let me help you then.
Oh, no, he's gone. Oh, bad luck, Rooms.
Now, I'm supposed to be up next, but if you want to...
Shouldn't your companion be here to witness this?
Rebecca? Well, I'm sure she'd love to see me hit the deck.
So...
But I'm not going to. It's not going to beat me. So you can bask in my reflected glory.
Do I have a choice?
You always have a choice, Adam.
And is that a full-time job, artisan cheesemaker?
Oh, no. About a day a week in my family's dairy. I've recently given up full-time work, actually.
Oh, is Rob that demanding?
No. I've got a little boy of three, and I wanted to give him some more time.
Oh, I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
Though it's good to give Rob as much support as I can, too. He works so hard. That is, he enjoys it, and he wants Barrow Farm to do well.
It's all getting very raucous in the rodeo tent.
Oh, it's not Charlie, is it? That's the trouble with these young bloods. It's a good job you've got such a sensible helpmate in Helen, Rob, to keep your name high.
Absolutely. I'm very lucky.
You are. Now, those first draft figures you sent through. Actually, would you mind if I prize them away from you?
No, of course not, Justin. Go ahead.
Let's see if we can round up Charlie, too.
Yeah, he was by the raffle table with Rebecca.
Thanks very much. Oh, Adam!
Hi.
On the whiskey? You're right.
It's medicinal after the rodeo ball.
Oh, you didn't fall off.
It's not falling off that's the problem. I've cricked my neck trying to hang on.
Oh, ouch. And listen, hey, you know Rebecca?
Sorry?
Emma wants me to find out all about her. I presume it's the same girl Charlie was driving around the village.
I don't know. I haven't been introduced.
She's pretty stunning. And that's a very daring dress.
Is it? I hadn't really noticed.
I'm sorry to interrupt, ladies and gentlemen, but it's only to announce the highlight of the evening for many, apart from the shot girls, that is, who've been kindly sponsored, of course, by Damara Capital. Now, I'm delighted to say Damara's chairman and managing director, Justin Elliott, and his wife, Miranda, have been able to join us tonight. Justin, as some of you know, has recently joined the board of Borchester Land, old friends of the South Borsetshire Hunt, and it's Borchester Land who have again sponsored our ever-popular horn-blowing competition. I shall be judging, blindfolded, of course, so gird your loins, fill your lungs, and good luck, everybody.
Adam, what do you think? Should we give it a go?
Go for it!
Oh, poor Adam!
He's not doing badly.
Come on, give us some welly, man.
It looks as if his cheeks are about to burst.
We got the paramedics on standby.
Don't.
Well done.
Yes, good effort.
Yeah, well done.
Adam, have a seat or a drink.
I don't know.
And the next contender, please.
Rob? You must be joking. No, you carry on.
Okay. Close, but no cigar, Adam. Well, let's see if I can do any better.
Ah. So this is where you're hiding.
Charlie.
Not a sore loser, are you?
Not at all. I'm sure the best man won.
Do you really think so?
You haven't introduced me to Rebecca.
Well, haven't I? How rude of me. She'll kill me for that. Mind you, she's been threatening to do that since we were about 3 and 5.
I'm sorry?
Well, you've got sisters. You know what they're like.
She's your sister? I thought...
Yes. What did you think, Adam?
Hello, you two. No hard feelings, I hope.
Oh, no, of course not. You had to give it to Jeremy. He blew us all away.
Well, you've enjoyed yourselves, though.
Oh, it's been a great evening, hasn't it, Adam?
Yeah, great.
Well, it's not over yet. Still the auction to come. Fancy bidding for a flying lesson? Day at the polo?
Oh, you bet.
Well, come on, then. Come back inside. Join the party.
Sure. Well, after you, Adam.
No. After you.
Don't just stand there. Help me.
All right, sorry. But what's it in aid of?
Look, I've got to get this cupboard out.
Good. Have you found someone to take these old kitchen units off our hands at last?
No, I haven't. I'm trying to get at that little table.
Why? Where's it going?
In the kitchen.
The kitchen? Oh, no. I haven't spent a small fortune and suffered months of disruption to have you start redesigning the place.
No, I'm not. Oh, it's only for tonight.
Oh, an intimate supper, just the two of us.
No, don't be silly. It's for my séance.
What?
Oh, well, don't pretend you don't know about it.
Well, I know you've been talking about one. I didn't think you'd actually go through with it.
Oh, why not?
Why? Because... Well, but if you're determined to do it, why not tomorrow? That's the time, surely.
Well, I can't tomorrow, because it's Pam Gibson's birthday and she's having a little supper for all of us who went on holiday.
Oh, I see. The coven reassembles.
Hey, I thought you were helping.
I don't know if I want to now. You know I think a séance is a ridiculous idea. Not downright irresponsible.
Oh, don't be such a misery. It's just a bit of fun.
You don't do these sort of things for fun, Jenny. I mean, what are Phoebe and Rory supposed to make of it?
Well, they're both out tonight. Phoebe's at Ellie's and I've arranged for Rory to stay at Brookfield. Oh,
that's something, I suppose. Well, you can count me out too.
Don't worry, I already had.
So if the kitchen's going to be out of bounds, what am I supposed to do while you set up your direct line to the other side?
Well, you can go out and take your scepticism somewhere else.
That's the best idea you've had all week.
How funny we should both have the same idea.
Well, it's the only way after a big night, isn't it, Auntie Lillia?
Definitely, darling.
Huge breakfast, saddle up, and a couple of hours good gallop in the fresh air. Yes, all right, Spearmint. We'll get going in a minute.
You and Chris enjoyed the ball, though?
Oh, Chris rather too much. He's had to go to work with a sore head.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, I've got no sympathy. You should have booked a day off like me. Oh, and I saw Adam just now. He looked terrible.
Oh, those shop girls were very persuasive.
Yeah, well, that's their job.
You know, I had a chat to Justin Elliott.
Oh.
It wasn't the ogre I was expecting. It was quite the country squire.
Well, I expect he can be whatever he wants to be according to the company.
Oh, very shrewd, Alan.
I've met his type before at work. Yeah, all right, Spearmint. I thought I'd go right round the wood to Hayden Farm. Do you fancy it?
No, I don't think so, darling. I don't like to push domino these days. No. You carry on.
Okay.
I'll see you tonight, though.
Oh, has Mum roped you in as well? I've only agreed to go because Chris will be crashed out by 8 o'clock.
Well, I'm thoroughly sceptical, too. I don't know what's got into your mum. But then your gran reminded me about a very spooky coincidence.
No. What?
Well, Jennifer said you were hiding in here.
Yeah.
Nursing your sore head and your sore neck. How is it this morning?
Still sore.
Ah, well, let's see what we can do.
No, Ian, don't. Not here.
You're very coy all of a sudden. All right, later then. What are you up to?
Not a lot. Wondering about ordering next year's chemicals.
Well, isn't there a price comparison site? It was for everything else.
Even if there were, I don't know how much to buy.
Yeah, until you know about the contract.
Yeah. And now it looks as though we could lose the Brookfield contract as well.
Oh, come on, Adam. Ruth and David aren't really serious about going.
Well, you've spoken to them about it, have you?
No, but...
Well, I have. David, anyway.
They're just keeping their options open.
Well, anyway, whatever. I thought I'd take a leaf out of David's book.
Well, you're not telling me we're moving, are you?
No, but I'll spend the morning ringing round, see if anyone else needs contract services locally.
And?
A big fat nothing.
Well, look, they might say that now, but if I've learnt one thing from you, it's that farming's unpredictable. Things are bound to change.
Even if they do, the message I'm getting is they'll go to one of the big boys, not a small outfit like ours. So, if we're not viable anymore, then what for me?
Okay, you've got me there. Look, all I do know is I'm off for the rest of the day. And after last night, well, you need a nice quiet evening and, you know, something to eat. Bottle of wine.
Glass of wine. But otherwise, I won't argue with you.
All right, so look, I'll get cracking on that. And even more important, think of a way to cheer you up.
Right, hang on. Let me get this straight. So Carol was first married to this Charles Grenville. And John Tregoran was married to someone called Janet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And some people thought he'd only married her. Well, not out of pique, exactly, but because Carol wasn't available any longer.
Wow. And this was when?
The early 60s. 63, in fact.
Right.
Anyway, John and Janet had only been married 4 months, and Charles was giving her a lift home when his car skidded off the road. He was badly injured.
Oh.
He lost a leg, actually. And she was killed.
No.
Yeah, and Charles was never the same again.
Understandably.
Yeah, it pretty much killed their marriage, really. He went off to America, and he died there not long after.
And then Carol married John?
Within a couple of years, yeah.
Such drama. But with a happy ending.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But the spooky thing is the date of the crash.
Well, you said 63.
On Halloween.
No. Oh, no. Oh, sorry, Spearmint. Oh, Lillian, did you have to tell me that?
That's not bad.
Hiya.
Hello.
Oh, something smells spicy.
Yeah, so it should. So, for your delectation tonight, Jamaican patties, jerk chicken, and of course, rice and beans.
Gosh, very exotic. So, why the Caribbean?
Because
thing?
I popped into the travel agent and I've been online.
Yeah.
No, listen, there are some incredible deals next month.
Next month?
Yeah, it's one of the best times to go to Jamaica.
Ian, have you been listening to a word I've been saying over the last couple of months?
Yeah, of course I have. You're worrying yourself sick. That's exactly why we need to get away.
How can I? And next month?
Well, look, we can't go in December. I'm getting busy. Then it's Lammin.
How can I possibly go away with this business about the contract hanging over me?
Brian can deal with that. And there's email, you know.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'd be a great holiday companion, constantly checking my phone. And with the time difference, probably in the middle of the night. I've got to be available all the time.
Just not to me.
I've got to be able to react.
But so I never get to see you, but when Charlie Thomas rings...
Oh, don't be ridiculous. That's different. He's my boss.
I mean, Adam, if this contract is so important, you should have tackled him about it last night.
It would have been completely inappropriate. It was a social occasion.
Look, I spoke to Helen and she said it was business and social. Rob had a long chat with Justin, so did she.
Well, maybe she did, but Ian, I'm sorry, but you don't understand. It's Charlie I've got to deal with, and we can't go away until I know where I stand with him.
Glass of wine, Lillian?
Oh, yes, please, darling.
Now, there are candles to show the way.
I've heard it all now. You'd better make that a large one, Alice.
I was going to.
That way I should be seeing something by the end of the evening, if not two of them.
Oh, you can mock. 3 candles, you see, because there are 3 of us.
Oh, that's till the otherworldly ones arrive.
Oh, absolutely. I bet they're lining up for the privilege.
I wish you two had tried to take it a bit seriously.
Here, Lillian.
Thanks, darling. So, you're going to summon these spirits for us, are you, Jenny?
I shall lead our questioning, yes.
Is there anybody there?
Oh, go away, Brian.
Don't worry, I am. I shall be down on the ball.
Have a lovely time, Dad.
You too. Oh, dear. Oh,
right. Oh, I think we're ready.
Oh, honestly.
Now, I will turn down the lights. Ready?
Oh, as we'll ever be.
Okay, well, now join hands, you two. Spirits of the past, come among us.
Oh, shush!
Spirits, speak. One knock for yes, 2 knocks for no. Is there anybody there?
Well, what a swiz.
Yeah, I was almost hoping something had happened.
Oh, you don't think we're stopping there, do you?
Oh, Mum, we've been at it for over an hour.
Of deafening silence.
This was a comfort break, that's all. Oh. Now, sit back down, the pair of you.
Oh.
Now, join hands. Is there anybody there?
I'm so annoyed Bette Davis hasn't come through.
I wanted the Wright brothers. One of them might have showed up at least.
Oh, shush. Is there...
Did the table move?
Yes, it did. Hello? Is there anybody there?
I'm not liking this.
Shush! We did it again. Is there anybody there? One knock for... Shush. Spirit, we're ready to receive you. Are you a man or are you a woman? No. Are you a man?
Mom.
Okay, Jenny, enough.
Now, are you a friendly spirit? Unfriendly?
Yeah, okay, Mom, stop. I don't like this. Lillian, you don't think that...
What?
Well, it couldn't be... Could it... A wooden leg?
What on earth are you talking about?
For heaven's sake, Alice. They didn't give people wooden legs in 1963.
What, 1963?
It's not Treasure Island.
Oh, you could hear yourself.
Oh, Brian.
Right, can I have some lights on?
Oh, Brian.
Dad, you scared us half to death.
Come on, you didn't really.
Oh, think. Brian, how could you?
I think I need a proper drink after.
Right, how about a brandy?
Yes, please.
I'll join you, I think.
Oh, you absolutely ruined it.
Don't talk such rubbish. This was the only spirit around tonight.
Well, how do you account for the table moving then?
Well, actually, darling, that was me.
You!
Well, I may have given it a little jobble.
Oh, Lillian.
Well, I thought unless something happened, you'd keep us trapped here till the small hours.
Well, thank you very much.
Admit it, darling, it's all a load of utter nonsense.
Well, thanks to you, we'll never know now, will we?
First my favourite bar in Borchester, and now here.
It's a free country, Fallon.
Yeah, exactly. Borchester is full of pubs.
Harrison can drink where he likes.
Yeah, so why here?
Why not?
With that slapper. But she's got more makeup on than you and me, combined, and wearing fancy dress.
But Justine's a very attractive girl.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks for the support, Mum.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, love, but you finish with him. Not that anything had properly got started, according to you. So you can't be sore if he's going out with someone else. And you certainly can't start dictating where they go for a drink.
Great evening this is turning out to be.
Fallon. It's ridiculous to be sulking dressed as Wednesday Adams.
Why? She never cracked a smile.
You're in pigtails and you're wearing a frock. God, just let it go.
You know, I've run a children's party today. I'm exhausted. I was hoping I could chill for a bit.
I don't suppose they'll stay all night. Fallon, look, he's coming over. Take this to Frankenstein down there, will you?
Which one?
Short, fat, bald, new bloke from Cleveland's.
By way of the laboratory.
This is a living nightmare.
Go!
All right!
Evening, Jolene.
Harrison, nice to see you.
Pop's looking great and you look fabulous. Love the air, Morticia, presumably.
Yeah, you've got it. The Adams family, the Archer family. What's the difference, eh?
Can I come back to you on that one?
So are you making a night of it? Can I tempt you to the Halloween menu?
No, thanks. We've had something in town. We've just popped in for a drink before the film.
Oh, off to see Halloween, are you?
Aye, for the millionth time. Can you believe Justin's never seen it?
No.
Yeah, not her sort of thing. She's more of a rom-com kind of girl. Oh, is this your cocktail? Yeah, I'll take it so she can have a look.
Yeah, sure, you help yourself.
Top.
Be great. They've got to lurk in the Ploughman's all night.
Oh, they're off to see Halloween in a bit.
What? Oh, great.
So how is Heather when you left?
Well, the carers seem okay. She likes them. Might have liked someone to sleep over as well, but she wasn't having it.
She's so determined.
And she's desperate not to be a burden. But the fact remains, she's going to be very dependent for weeks.
Till the plaster's off.
Well, what really gets to me is it's going to keep happening, isn't it? I can see her having fall after fall.
Oh, now, come on, love.
But that's what'll happen. She's going to keep hurting herself, lying there for goodness knows how long, landing herself in hospital, and And I'll be getting these dreadful phone calls.
Ruth, enough. You're running ahead.
Yes, love, you are.
You need some food inside you, a glass of wine, and to forget all about it for now.
Mum's right.
Now, I'm a beginner at this.
I'm a palm-reading virgin myself.
Oh, so you won't mind if I have my crib sheet on me lap, will you?
You can practice on me. I think you're a better bet than Kenton's tarot, anyhow.
Well, we'll see, shall we? Now, which hand would you say is your dominant hand?
Well, my right, I suppose.
Right, you? Let's start with that one.
Start? How long's it going to take?
Now, these are the main lines. See, heart line, head line. Oh, and a good strong lifeline.
I'll make it to the end of the night, then.
Let's start with your heart line. Now, this is all about your emotional state of mind. Romantic attachments and that.
Can't wait.
It starts below your index finger. So, oh, well, that's supposed to mean you're happy with your love life.
Go on.
Mind you, it's not entirely straight, so, would you call that line wavy?
Well,
because that means a lack of serious relationships.
Oh, I don't know about wavy so much. Curved, perhaps.
Oh, they're curved. Now, yeah, see? Expressive of emotions and feelings. That's more like you.
Well, you reckon? Maybe I should be more buttoned up. Keep on guessing.
Oh, no, Harrison. No, I don't think that's a good idea at all.
No?
No, there's nothing like genuine emotion.
Like when you sang Annie's song.
That's $8.75, please, Brian.
Oh, thanks.
Are you sure I can't tempt you to those bat wings?
Quite sure, thanks. I like the moustache.
Oh, thanks. Hasn't fallen off yet, anyway.
It's unusual to see you behind the bar in a suit. Oh, I think that's right.
Perfect, thanks.
You were off last night, weren't you? I had to take refuge in here then as well.
Why was that?
Can you believe Jenny was holding a séance?
What?
It was in one of the books old Tregoran left her.
I wish I'd known. We could have got her down here for tonight.
Mm. Don't encourage her. She got Alice and Lillian round and had them all holding hands in the dark. Well, it was too good to resist.
You didn't.
Just a bit of mild tapping. You should have heard them squeal.
People can be so gullible, can't they?
Oh, my wife certainly is.
Now, Carol's picking me up for my first bridge lesson.
She was supposed to have one on Monday, but they ended up swigging gin.
It was slow gin, Ruth. And we were making it, not drinking it. Honestly, you ruined my reputation.
Sounds like Carol's doing a good job of that.
No, she's terribly good for me. Ooh, that could be her. David, you know about the meal tonight, don't you?
Yes, Mum, thank
you. Everything's in the arga and the plates are keeping warm.
I'm sure we'll cope. Now, off you go.
You have a nice evening.
Thanks, love. You too. Bye.
Bye, Mum.
Bye. She's done this on purpose, hasn't she? Taking herself off out.
Well.
She's one in a million.
And so are you. Hey, come here.
Justine? Mm. Have they been going out long?
It's been off and on, I think.
Well, from the way he's all over, I'd say it's definitely on.
All right, Fallon?
Fine.
She's quite a catch for him.
It's what you catch off of that would worry me.
Sorry?
Nothing. I'll collect some more empties.
Oh, thanks.
Right, well, I suppose I better be going.
Oh, yeah, hang on. You haven't had your tarot done yet.
Oh, come off it, Kenton.
Oh, please, Brian. Look, 5 minutes, that's all. Could be the key to your future.
The key to my future's in my pocket. It's going to take me home to a nice early bed.
Oh, that's what you think. The cards might tell a different story.
So how have you been?
Fine, you know. Busy, you?
Yeah, same, as always.
Yeah, I can imagine. He's finished with?
Yeah, thanks. We'll be making tracks when Justine gets back. She's just freshening up.
Yeah. Well, whatever they say, there's no lipstick that doesn't come off in the end.
Oh, is it?
Don't worry. There's enough fright makeup around tonight. You won't stand out in the crowd. Enjoy your film.
Fallon? Just because... Look, we must have a proper catch-up.
A catch-up?
Yeah, I'd like to know how you're getting on. The business and that.
The business, right. We better ask Justine if she can spare you.
It's all complete mumbo jumbo.
Now, pick three cards and lay them out.
What?
The tower. Well, if that isn't significant.
How?
Where's my book?
For heaven's sake.
No way! It ain't the tower, Kenton.
What?
It's the tower reversed. You gotta look at it from Brian's point of view.
Good point. Right.
Yes?
Change.
Oh, change.
That's what it means. Big change is coming.
Is that all? Well, that could apply to any of us, any time. I'm sorry, I better take this.
Yeah, but you're reading.
Yeah, sorry, Kent, but another time.
Oh, never mind, darling. It's been a good night overall.
Tell that to Fallon.
Yeah, no, it's a shame about Aaron Harrison. He's a great bloke.
Yeah.
He knew business all very well, but a good-looking girl like her shouldn't be working on a Friday night, hanging around with her mum and stepdad, huh?
She could still go to the film. We can cope here without her.
She won't want to do that with him and Justin in the back row, will she?
No, I guess not.
She deserves a bit of fun.
Yeah, well, we all do.
Hey.
Leave it to me.
I can hardly believe what you're... We've got to talk this through, Annabelle. Look, I know it's late, but I'm coming over. Now.
Okay. Fingers on the glass.
This is weird.
It's fun, you said, Kenton. Instead, I'm sitting around a Ouija board. You've copied off the internet, dressed as Morticia Adams.
Shh!
It's midnight. I've been up since five.
We've all got to focus.
Focus, pocus.
Quiet. Okay. Now, is there a spirit in the room?
No, they're all behind the bar.
Oh, come on. Look, will you stop being so negative? It sends out the wrong vibes. Mm. Right, let's try again. Is there a...
Did it move?
Yeah, only because Kenton pushed it.
I did not. Now just stop it and concentrate. What is your name?
It's moving! It's moving! Jay?
Oh, my name. Very funny. Stop it, Kenton!
I didn't do anything. And the question was, what is your name? That is what it's spelling out.
Yeah, they're not really, are they?
Well, let's see. Come on. Come on, fingers back on the glass.
Oh, this is so wrong.
Shh, shh, shh. Spirit, continue. J.
Oh.
O.
What?
H. N.
T. R. E. G. O.
Okay, stop it right now. It's you moving the glass, Kenton. Admit it.
Jolene, as if I would.
I thought you two would be in bed.
We had to wait up for you.
Have you had a nice evening, Jill?
Lovely, thanks. Cara does make me laugh.
And what about your bridge?
Well, she makes that fun too.
Is that a car?
At this time.
Go and see, David.
Get up.
Can't be Pip, can it?
She'd have let us know.
Brian, David, sorry to... Look, can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry to call so late, but I just couldn't ring with news like this.
Like what?
I heard from Annabelle. The council have made their decision on the road.
Oh, my goodness.
They've gone for Route B.
That's definite, is it?
The preferred route, yes.
We've lost.
Well, that's it then. It's over. It's the end for us at Brookfield.
Oh, David. No, no!
We'll be right back.
Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.